Hi everyone, welcome to the Divorce Girl Smiling Podcast. My name is Jackie Pilisoff and I'm your host. I'm the creator and editor-in-chief of Divorce Girl Smiling, a website, a podcast, and an app. So today, this is the first time that I have done a podcast on video. So this is exciting. So obviously there's another person here. Hi, Tammy.
Hi, Jackie.
Tammy is a certified divorce lending professional, which she is a mortgage banker who has a focus and a niche in helping divorced people. And I'm so excited to have you here, Tammy.
I'm excited to be here.
We are going to talk about your divorce and your mortgage and give you lots of really good information. And before we do that, I want to talk about how Tammy and I met. So Tammy reached out to me on LinkedIn several months ago, and I happened to be going to lunch like the next day with a friend of mine who is also a Divorce Girl Smiling partner, and I thought, oh, maybe Tammy and Elaine would like to meet. And it was the funniest story because I walk into the restaurant and Tammy and Elaine are sitting at the table, and I go, sorry I'm late, I'm dealing with all this Lollapalooza, I hate it, I worry about my kids all weekend. And Tammy's like, oh my gosh, I walked in and said the exact same thing.
That was a treacherous weekend for sure.
So right then we just realized how, you know, people who are our age and who are moms, single moms, we just have so much in common. Yeah. It was like this instant bond, and it was really, really nice.
It was fun, yeah.
And
it was
so
great.
And
we texted each other all weekend about it.
We did, and it made it so much easier.
Yeah, we got through.
So I have gotten to know Tammy in a social friendship way and also in a professional way. And really, I have so much respect for what you're doing, and I'm so excited to have you as a Divorce Girl Smiling partner.
Thank you, Jackie. I'm so blessed to be here. Thanks for having me. I really appreciate it.
All right, so Tammy, talk about for a minute, before we get started talking about your divorce and your mortgage, I want to talk about why you decided to become a certified divorce lending professional. Like, why specialize in divorce?
So, as you said, I went through my own divorce, and then in lending, I realized that there was a huge gap, and people were not informed about what the decisions that they were going to make. They weren't making the best decisions because they didn't seek out the information while they were going through either mediation, the negotiation, prior to signing the dotted line on their settlement agreement. So what was happening is they were coming to me and I wasn't able to carry out their wishes. I wasn't able to help them do the things that they thought that they were setting out to do.
Right, because if you're getting divorced, you have no idea what to expect, and you can make all kinds of mistakes like I did when I got divorced 14 years ago. I mean,
right.
Back then there was nothing online, there was nothing.
Right.
And I wish I could take back a million things I did wrong.
For sure,
you know?
Same with me.
Which is really one of the reasons I started this whole community, to help people not make those same mistakes. So you sound like you're really on the same page.
Absolutely, that same thing happened to me. Looking back, I was like, wow, if I would have pulled in this professional or that professional and really gathered a lot more of the information, then I would have been more informed going into it, right. And I would have been able to make better decisions.
Okay, so let's get into why you should hire a certified divorce lending professional. What are the benefits? Like, give me two examples of what you do that you learned in your training,
yeah,
that other mortgage bankers might not know to do.
Well, first of all, they're not hiring me. I consult with the clients and help them and their divorce team, whether that be their mediator or their attorney, and gather together all the information to make sure they're making an informed decision, so that I give them all the facts and the figures so that they can have a more successful outcome. So as I meet with a client, I gather together who's on title, what does your mortgage look like now, how much equity is in the house, how are you appraising the property. So basically we vet the entire process and gather together all the information, and then I give them either a report or I communicate with their team on what they can afford, if they can keep the house, if they have the ability to keep the house, how much equity is in the house. all the things that they would need to make that decision.
Okay, so what I love about this is you're not just saying to them, okay, trust me, we got this handled, and telling them what to do, like right. that was happening to me when I was getting divorced. So basically you're educating them, you're empowering them, but you're not telling them every little detail. They don't need to know everything and know how to be a mortgage banker.
No, not
they just need to know enough to say, okay, here's scenario one, here's you could do this, and offer them choices.
Absolutely.
So, and then they could say, Tammy, but what do you think? And you could give them your opinion, but they also are empowered to make their own decisions too.
Right. I try not to give them really my opinion about it. It's pretty black and white. It's pretty much like, this is what it looks like when you keep the house. This is what it looks like when you buy out your spouse. This is what it looks like if you just refinance just your mortgage in your own name. So I give them multiple choices and then allow them to consult with their spouse about what's best for them and their family.
Okay, so basically, I'm gonna back up here for people who are just getting divorced and maybe your spouse was the one who handled finances and the mortgage and you have no clue, we're speaking like a different language to you.
Right.
So basically, one of two things is gonna happen when you're going through a divorce. You're either going to sell your home and both you and your soon-to-be ex-spouse are gonna find another place to live. And that might be a rental or it might be a home. So you need a mortgage, a loan. The other thing is that maybe you, in the divorce, decide that you're going to keep the home and stay there with the kids and your ex is going to get a new place. In that case, most married couples, both people's names are on the mortgage. So you need to get a new mortgage that's just in your name. And you have to show that you have the credit, that you can afford it, get approved for it, and then agree to the terms of the mortgage. So that's what
right.
we're talking about.
That's absolutely
so,
right.
So Tammy wrote an article for Divorce Girl Smiling recently called 6 Reasons to Refinance Your Mortgage, Including Divorce, which is one of the reasons. Mm-hmm. Tammy, what I'm gonna do is read the 6 reasons and then
okay.
you kind of explain each one. Now, before we start this, I want to let people know, I'm sure, unless you're like living under a rock, that mortgage rates are ridiculously low.
Right.
So if you,
right.
whether you are married or even if you're listening to this and you're not getting divorced, this is an awesome time to refinance.
Absolutely. You can save a lot of money right now. Right.
Okay. And how does that work? Why are you saving money?
Well, if you're reducing your interest rate, then overall your payment goes down and shrinks. So it's a really good time to take a look and see if it's a benefit to do that. If you're planning on keeping,
it's free money. It's like saying,
well, it's
okay,
not free, but
well, it ends up being so much less.
It's
like,
a lot less.
You could
it
take off $300-$400 a month.
You could.
In
I've
your
done.
Mortgage
I've seen
payments.
Some people save $700 or $800, just depending on how much you owe and what your reduction of your interest rate is. So it's all very specific to the individual, how long you're planning on keeping the property for. So you need to have a good mortgage professional that can really like uncover all those all those reasons why you would either want to refinance or if it would benefit you.
Okay, so this was the first reason you wrote. You wrote, in a divorce situation, if both parties are on the mortgage or title, the only way to remove one is by refinancing the existing loan. So that's what I just said.
That's correct.
So why is that the case? And another question I have is, don't some couples decide to leave both people on the mortgage? So I've heard that, and I think it would be a nightmare.
So if one
person doesn't pay the mortgage and your name is on it, you're then responsible.
That's absolutely
so
right.
So you have to completely trust the other person, which isn't that an oxymoron in divorce?
Correct, right.
Right? Because your soon-to-be ex-spouse could get mad at you if you get a boyfriend, and then he could say, you know what, I'm not paying the mortgage anymore.
That's absolutely
And now
absolutely
your
right.
name is on it too,
right.
and so you're gonna be held
right.
liable.
The emotion really needs to be taken out of the equation. This is like a business arrangement. And so in a business situation, you need to be clear-headed about that and understand that, yes, people that you're on a mortgage with could, you know, not care about their credit per se, and it affects you as well if you're both on the mortgage.
Well, you just brought up a great point, because let's say you're leaving a business. Would you keep your name with your business partner on any legal documents? No.
Right. That's correct.
Okay.
Right.
Second thing is to pay off or consolidate debt. So I never really understood what that was.
So you can take money out of your home. If you have equity in your home, there's sometimes the ability to refinance your mortgage and pay off some of your debt and consolidate that your debt.
Are you talking about credit card debt?
Credit card debt, auto loans, any lines of credit that you might have, you might be able to consolidate it all into one payment, and that way it reduces your monthly debt.
Oh, I love that idea.
That's a good idea.
I might call you after this. Okay, third thing is to lower your monthly mortgage payment. We covered that. Number four is to lower the term to pay off the mortgage faster. So tell me about that.
So most people, when they buy a house, they go into a 30-year mortgage. That's a standard mortgage term. And as you pay it down and the balance becomes smaller, sometimes you can refinance it into a shorter term. You might be able to reduce it into a 15-year term. If you're reducing it into a 15-year term, then you're saving that much of interest, and you're being able to pay it off a lot sooner. You're paying
so
it
your
off
payments
in 15
would
years.
Go up.
Your payments then, could go up mm-hmm. depending on what your original balance were. They could go up slightly. They could go up a lot, but depending on what your objectives are, then it might be a good option for you.
And don't you think that is a good time to call a financial planner and get them involved?
Absolutely. If you have a good financial advisor, it's absolutely a good thing to do mm-hmm. is to involve them and make sure that it fits within your overall financial plan.
Right. Okay, moving on to the next reason why you might want to refinance, turning home equity into cash for home improvements.
Right. So one of the benefits of owning a home is you're paying down your mortgage and you have equity in your home. But a lot of times there's things that are, you know, outdated or that are needing to be fixed. As the home gets older, you know, there's more maintenance items.
Like, I want to redo my kitchen. I want to finish basement. Yep. I want to redo my bathrooms. I want new tile, new granite, everything.
Right.
Or no one's using granite anymore.
One of those stones.
Right. Okay, so you could actually get a new mortgage.
Sure.
You're at a lower rate, so maybe your payment goes down, and then you could also take out money and use it for the project.
Absolutely. That's
Love
a great
that
way
idea.
To do it.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yep. Next thing is drop mortgage insurance from current mortgage. So what's mortgage insurance?
So mortgage insurance is an insurance that you pay anytime you put less than 20% down. So you might have started out and purchased your home with 5% down. If that was the case, then you have private mortgage insurance, and that insures the lender in case there's a default. But as you pay down your mortgage and it gets down to 80% of what the original value was, then that private mortgage insurance drops off. But maybe with the market the way it is, maybe the value has gone up since you purchased your home. Maybe you don't have to wait until your principal balance gets to 80%. So you can get a new appraisal done and see if the value has gone up, and then reduce your monthly payment by eliminating that private mortgage insurance.
Okay, love that. And is mortgage insurance expensive?
It's not really expensive, depending on, it's very specific to the individual, depending on their credit score, depending on how much money they put down. But it could be a couple hundred dollars, it could be a couple hundred dollars of a savings. So it could be a benefit.
Okay, so you are listening to the Divorce Girl Smiling Podcast with Jackie Pilisoff and my guest, Tammy Wolanczak. And Tammy, I want to ask you, if somebody wants to refinance, how do they get a hold of you? What do they need to do? What do they do if they're like, oh, I like what I'm hearing?
Right. So you could go to TammyWolanczak.com. I have a link on your site.
Or Divorce Girl Smiling.
And or you can call me directly, 708-359-2070 is my cell phone.
And then what is there anything they need to gather together? What documents do you need initially?
So I usually like to have just a telephone consultation with them and see what their objectives are first before I start making them run out and get a bunch of documents. Let's figure out what the best, you know, what they're trying to accomplish. And then as I figure out what they're trying to accomplish, then I can give them a list of documents that they can scan and upload to our secure system.
Great, I love it. Okay, I have another question for you. As, okay, we're listening to two divorced women here. We both have kids, we're both single moms. What do you think is the hardest part about getting divorced when it comes to like your home and your mortgage?
I think the biggest thing is understanding that a lot of times it's not just the mortgage.
He heard two divorced women and he had to jump up. He's a single guy.
He's my buddy. So I think the hardest thing for a single woman is understanding that the mortgage and the home is their own responsibility. Like when you buy your own home and you don't have a partner to do that transaction, it can be very empowering as well. But there are things that need to be handled. There's maintenance that needs to be done. There's upkeep. You have to, you know, do your summer cleanup and your fall cleanup, and you have to make sure your furnace is right and everything. But, you know, there's a lot of, and sometimes that was handled by one person or the other.
Right.
So there's a kind of a learning curve to it, but it can also be very, it's your own space. It can feel comforting. It can feel like a safe space, you know?
So in 8 years of having Divorced Girl Smiling, I've heard, I think I almost can say hundreds. I was going to say dozens, but I think I'll say hundreds. At least 100 women who have gotten divorced and been at rock bottom and felt really scared, which is the worst emotion.
Right.
And then they feel so good because they took the time, they took the risks, they got their own home, mm-hmm. they had to pony up and like yeah. really grow up, not grow up, because that sounds kind of mean, it's not
right.
their fault,
right.
but they had to like really step up and say, okay, I can do this, mm-hmm. get the courage, and then these women, they're so happy.
Yeah.
Like, I know it might not seem like right now, it might seem very scary, and maybe our conversation is feeling very complex, but it really isn't. And believe that you're smart enough and you're very capable. There's one thing that I think is the scariest to this day, and I've been divorced for 14 years. Killing bugs. And maybe I don't so much love taking the garbage out.
Oh,
but
that's
I
the
would
worst
say other
too.
Than that. But
like
the
if
bugs
you have teenage
is the
kids, the garbage, yeah.
How about
sure.
teenage kids, your teenage son saying, Mom, there's a spider.
That just happened to me last night.
I was
so
like, wait,
funny.
What? You're 6'7".
I know. Like my son comes in, he's like, there's a spider in my room. I'm like, that's a big one. You better get that.
Well, this has been so fun, Tammy,
yeah,
as always.
Yes.
You're just an inspiration, I think,
thanks,
to
Jackie.
Many divorced women. And I think you just have this personality that makes people feel comfortable. I know a couple weeks ago I called you in a panic because my mortgage company, not related to Tammy, made a mistake and my mortgage was going up by like $1,200 a month and they wanted $8,000. And I called Tammy like, can you help me? And
yeah.
It was really weird, but we got it
all
fixed.
That was a really weird thing, but that could put you into a tailspin and a panic, for
Ruined
sure.
Ruined my whole day.
Yeah.
I mean, I was like stressed about it for like 4 hours.
Right, I mean, if somebody's asking you for $8,000 on the spot.
But anyway, the point is that it really gave me a flavor of talking to you and working together. You were so calm about it and you're like, let me make a phone call for you. This isn't right, please don't worry about it. You were great. I was like, okay, this is like a taste of what
thanks,
is to work with
thanks.
You.
Thanks, yeah, absolutely.
So,
I love empowering women.
Thank you for being on the show.
Thanks,
this was
Jackie.
Really fun. You're listening
me.
To the Divorced Girl Smiling podcast with Jackie Pilisoff and my guest Tammy Wolenzak. And if you wanna reach Tammy, she can be reached at tammywolenzak.com, and that is T-A-M-I
W-O-L-L-E-N-S as in Sam, A-K.
And I know how to spell that, but I didn't want to mess it up. So TammyWolensack.com. Or if you want to learn more about Tammy or any other Divorced Girl Smiling Partners, or read articles or see videos or books, lots of great information on DivorcedGirlSmiling.com. Thanks for listening, everybody.